Radio Network.
All right, it's the customary little dollop of sherbet ice cream at the end of the three-hour radio show. A little 5 minutes of overdrive. Used to I do 2-3 hours of it, but we got the nightly news show to get together. And it's going to be particularly powerful this evening. Please get the special reports we put out tonight. Get them out to everybody. That last caller brought up some really good points about being held hostage. Wish we could have talked to you longer. Any quick final comment, Randy, to what Bob was saying to you?
Oh, yeah. Specifically, I have a question for Bob. What can be done? Because I know right now, Stuart Rhodes was talking about Caesar crossing the Rubicon and that piece of history. My concern is just that we may be getting to a Pyrrhic victory where, you know, we may have the tools within the Constitution and to nullify and to use the constitutional money, but we may be too far gone at this point. And I want to put a spotlight on corporations. Now, I know specifically Justin Napolitano doesn't want to reach that topic. He doesn't want to re-adjudicate that. But, you know, with the case of the railroads and then the Revlon...
the point is these operate as governments now or as crime syndicates. You got to ask the question fast.
You know, is there any way that we can separate corporations and the government and bind government under the chains of...
Yeah, Bob, what are some ways to, like, end this fraud of the ultra-rich taking over government and these corporations, you know, that head up the New World Order? How do you deal with that?
Well, you want to work through the system, and that means that in the next election you put people in office who won't be paid off, who will do the right thing, make it constitutional and do all the things that we'd like them to do. And if you're not successful doing that, you'll probably have a revolution.
But we exhaust every avenue first. You know, I appreciate your call. I think one thing he was alluding to here, Bob, and I want to get your take on this briefly, is we probably will take back the society. But after it's been sucked dry, wrecked, and giant hordes of people have been brought in who are used to welfare and demanding it, and with a dumbed-down culture, we might get things back, but still we'll just be in an absolutely torpedoed state. But I guess that's better than the vampire sitting on top of us.
Well, it is. And I think, you know, you have to look at it this way. I hate to put it this way, but you make everything that the rich and powerful do and have, you make them taxable. And there's no place for them to go. And so you just turn the tables on them and take their power and the other things away from them. And some of them you're going to
have to... Sure. I mean, have you been shown to be CFR globalist, engaged in treason? You have all your assets taken and you're thrown in the prisons. We let the nonviolent out and we pack it full of globalists and all of their collaborators. And those that committed really hardcore crimes, well, you know what the juries are going to find, and we hang them high.
Well, I think you're going to have to start teaching criminology.
Well, Bob, you know what? These people have to be dealt with. I mean, they certainly can't be allowed to run free.
You heard, have no bigger booster than I. But I discussed this with Gary Kleck, and he's the head of the department at Florida State, supposed to be one of the top criminologists in the world. And the conclusion is the same as yours and mine. In fact, he's a liberal, and he's a big advocate of people having weapons.
I noticed a lot of liberals are now waking up and buying guns.
Well, I think that's wonderful, but liberals, please get trained properly. When you're in a combat situation, your first 3 or 4 rounds will go wild. Your adrenaline will be pumping like mad, and you've got to get a grip on yourself. So you got to practice, and you got to be trained.
Well, that's certainly true. And you know, by liberals, I think they're becoming real liberals, more like Thomas Jefferson, not this fake thing they say is a liberal. By the way, the numbers show that. They just record gun ownership in the U.S. in the last 100 years. Record. And that's just the people that admit they have guns. I mean, every liberal I know is not a liberal anymore. Every mainline Republican I know is starting to wake up. But I mean, every liberal I know is out buying as much hardware as they can get.
And I think that's good from a defensive point of view. And I encourage it, and I know you do, too.
Well, absolutely. Now they don't have to sit there and cower in their house if somebody breaks in. Now they can actually be human beings. Bob Chapman, Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday. Everybody else, see you tonight, 7 o'clock. Sorry, the other callers. And see you this Sunday, 4 to 6.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 28th day of October 2011. And since All Hallows Eve is coming up in a few days, I thought I'd show you some real horror today for those of you out there that think it's cute. Those of you out there that think it's funny. And, of course, if you're a new radio listener, you're saying you're going to show us? Yes, we also simulcast this entire three-hour radio transmission in the multicast five-camera shoot in here. And we premiere videos that, of course, also have audio suitable for radio here. And then I do a nightly news show at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern at InfoWarsNews.com. I'm going to be honest with you here right now. I am in a controlled rage. I am in a controlled rage. And I do not feel like right now I can do justice to the information that has me in the controlled rage. from time to time, I get here on air and I tell you, coming up in an hour, I'm going to present this big breaking news. And I do that on purpose to point out that this is a big deal. And that we need to really pay attention to this particular piece of information mixed in with all this other incredibly important information. From my historical perspective, I believe certain issues we cover are obviously more important than others. You can analyze it yourself and decide if you agree with me or if you want to add something to it or if you disagree. But I saw something last night, yesterday, and then again last night, that particularly touched my soul. And they say that the attempt to avoid conflict, the attempt to avoid hard decisions, is really at the heart of civilizations collapsing. I forget who it was that said that insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. But humans have a limited lifespan, and so that's why we have this processes. That's why we do it over and over again. If we're not studying history and learning from others' mistakes and learning about how humans operate, the global controllers, they do study how humans operate, every facet of it, chemically, biologically, spiritually, intellectually, financially. They study that and don't try to then teach that to the general public. They try to say any analysis is a conspiracy theory when that's all they do. And I was thinking last night just about where America stands in history and where America is going. If you look at all the different signposts we've passed and the clear quickening that's happening, I do not feel like I am a good enough champion for these children. That is the main reason I tend to sometimes get on air and say, I'm not going to cover this big news yet. Sure, it has the added effect, and I've intellectualized the fact that if I say it's coming up later, sure, that's classic radio to plant the psychological hook to get you to listen longer. And I've had radio execs say, oh, it's really good how you do that. And, you know, that's 101, but that's not really why I'm doing it. So many days I get up here and don't hit the big top stories for an hour or two because I've analyzed them, I've looked at them, and there's so many facets to it that I want to properly, truly present you with veritas. And if I don't summon all of my mental will and discipline, because I'm undisciplined, I will not even present you 10% of what I should. But I am going to pray to God right now. I'm asking God right now in my heart to help me articulate the full magnitude that we face and to be able to articulate it to people in a way that will touch their heart, touch their mind, and have them stop rationalizing and making excuses and really break out of the trance and see what we are, what we've done. I've seen a lot of footage of dead and dying children. And I'm the type of person that if I close my door on a little one-inch gecko and it crushes them, I get very sad. Not because I'm a wimp, but because I love life. And I love small, little, delicate things. And the globalists would say I'm weak because of that. But no, it's because I'm strong that I love life. And I do have the will. I do have the will to take on evil. And I assure you to do things that those that seek after darkness wish they could do. But I tell you now, I believe and I know in my heart that if every American could be made to sit down and watch the video that I saw yesterday of a 3-year-old toddler with their entire lower jaw and mandible blown off and the neck ripped open with their tongue hanging out in a Colombian necktie with that pulpy, bloody hole slothing open with its crying anguish and absolute soul-wrenching panic and pain, with the little sister going into shock with her leg blown off right next to him. If I could make every one of these people watch that who are in a trance, who have been incrementally pushed into deeper and deeper levels of deception and spiritual blindness, we could begin to turn the corner. But that's why this entire structure, is about wrapping the world in false reality, inserting people into a matrix with the jumbotrons and the advertisements and the glamour, the glitz, all of it is psychological warfare 100% aimed at the species. This is species death. And what the architects of the New World Order have built is societal suicide. And I have seen many, many photos and many, many videos of dead children. And I've seen them once they're bandaged up with their arms and legs blown off in those facilities with their sad little eyes. But to watch that child with its little lip, its upper lip, its little teeth, and those eyes look just like my 3-year-old daughter. And that whole lower jaw and throat torn away. And the little child has its hands out like this. Why? It's just a horrible howl out of that hole. Why? Why? And I talk to the military when their eyes glint and talk about turning places into parking lots and how great drones are and how they'll kill 200 people to get one combatant and how it's worth it and how that's what the good guys do. And they actually think they're the good guys. Man, that is deception. This whole thing, we're told, is a humanitarian operation. There's a law in the universe, and the dark magicians that control our planet know this. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Karma. And I had an epiphany that little child, probably dead, because there's no medical attention in Sirte, where Gaddafi was. That little child, with their whole bottom of their face blown off, I don't even have words to describe it. That little child who's probably dead, now a merciful fate, is the lucky one. Because you reap what you sow. Our children, by the millions now, die over a year or two because their bodies are strong. All the chemotherapy and the radiation tortures them month after month. And as the globalists carry out a slow kill, like a psychopath starving a child to death in a cage, that's one of their favorite things to do. And everything we do to those people and how we rationalize and make excuses, the universe still will exact justice. justice is being exacted on us and our country. I can feel it. The full hedge of protection is being removed. America is going to be judged 1,000 times, Libya.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. country folks can provide. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
But now we've been harnessed to serve the New World Order and carry out atrocities.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Because when the old boys raised on shotguns, we say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Again,
we came from the west.
I want to address this video and audio. In a way, it's a kindness for the radio audience. You'll only hear the jawless, throatless screaming of the child. And I had not even nightmares about it. I just kept waking up thinking about it all night. Because when I got home, I made myself go and seek out children all over the world with their legs blown off by landmines. Sometimes from wars 50 years before. Children hit by smart bombs. And I began to find horrors even equaling what you are about to see. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, I do suggest that you turn away if you don't want to see something that will affect you for the rest of your life. Because this isn't some zombie movie with a zombie missing its lower mandible. This is a sweet little three-year-old. I can't tell if it's a boy or girl. Has the same little sweet eyes as my three-year-old daughter. And all of you that talk about turn it into a parking lot, they can point at any country. Somalia, Sudan, Pakistan, Afghanistan. I mean, I could have a dartboard up here of any country and just throw a dart at it, and it hits, and the government says, that's where the bad people are, and Americans get up and salute and say, parking lot! I mean, do you know what a parking lot is? I mean, I would respect you more if you went over, like Joseph Mengele put in his own diary. I don't like Joseph Mengele, a very evil person, the angel of death, the Nazi experimenter. But he would kill the children right up close. And one morning, his driver loaded up six little kids in this big Mercedes limousine and drove them about a mile out in the woods outside the base. And he all gave them chocolate bars for whatever reason, watched them eat it, and then sat there and shot them each in the head. And, of course, he did worse things than that, boiling them alive, freezing people, tearing them apart, cutting their eyes out, open waking brain surgery. But see, he's Joseph Mengele. He's a bad man. Because he did it right up close. But see, if you fund a bunch of Al-Qaeda rebels and put them in charge and have them just go street to street blowing up every building, 40 to 50,000 innocent civilians dead. They couldn't show one dead Al-Qaeda rebel fighter previous to the war getting launched 6 months ago. But Gaddafi, he looks like a bad guy. You know, a guy in a jogging suit. It looks like a clown to me. Well, the real reason, see, this was done because Gaddafi was building up Africa. Gaddafi actually was building up his people. And he did have a secret police force and the rest of it. And they did arrest people and hold them, and they thought they were spies and beat them up. Not saying that's a good thing. But on a scale of 1 to 10, evil-wise, Gaddafi's about a 5. People running our country, about a 10. But it's so slick, though. You see, we're the good guys. Well, who are we? Oh, we're a country run by ruthless foreign banks that are destroying our future as well. So I'm going to come back and try to cover this issue because I believe this little child, and we don't know their name, I want to discover it, with their lower mandible blown off, is the key to unlock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
See the generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. In the fields, the bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Crank it up.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning.
Oh, Lord, yeah. All right. Says it all. Sorcerers of death's construction. That's what all of this is about. And the incredible thing is, once you bought into that we're the good guys, and you don't even know who we are, who runs this country, who runs this world, you don't even read the handbooks written by the globalists where they admit it's a cold-blooded global depopulation program. One day they tell you, we're doing all this to fight Al-Qaeda, and then Al-Qaeda's put in charge of Libya and now Egypt. And the betrayal of the Western-backed dictator Hosni Mubarak, who wasn't perfect, but compared to what they got now, was an angel. Gaddafi, who actually tried to build up Africa. You could say it was arrogance or that he actually cared. I know the Africans loved him. I know he was the only person that would try to build things in Africa that actually helped people. You know, in the 50s and 60s, Africa actually had cities and universities, and it's all been destroyed now. And I always hear this, well, that's because the colonials pulled out. No, that's because the colonials went in when they were getting kicked out and financed groups to engage in rebellion and destroy the place. You can get anybody to start killing each other. And yeah, Africans like war like any other group of humans. They got the same buttons everybody else has, and they sure got pushed. And now those buttons are going to get pushed here, economically, societally, to play us all off against each other and bring this nation and this world down into the hands of the globalist. Are you seeing what's happening? Google releases their transparency report, itself created by DARPA, on record. I would praise this. Because it's been leaked from Yahoo a few years ago. They won't release it, but their own employees leaked it. So I commend those folks. But Google released a transparency report, as you know, 3 days ago. Paul Watson was the first to get articles out and dig through it. Now others have. And it turns out police, quote, order YouTube to take down videos because it, quote, shows them in a bad light. They're very honest with Google in the filings. You can go read them. The federal government tells them to take down videos because they're critical of the government. When they order YouTube to do this, Google's parent company, through Google, YouTube, YouTube complies with it. So I guess the Federal Reserve, when it called up 2 weeks ago and said, take this video down of Alex Jones at the San Antonio Fed, it's sealed before their review board. I don't know. They say if you force a review and they rule against it, you can lose the channel one strike, usually get three. We're talking about something that's reached 150 million people, that one channel, that's going to reach even more in the next year. It's growing exponentially. Now, that's a major TV channel in any city that's had that many views. I mean, go look at it. We've had hacks of the site, every form of chicanery you can imagine. And now they've introduced the legislation, which is mirrors the global treaty. Remember the secret copyright treaty earlier this year that came out that Obama wants, where no judge, no jury? If a corporation says you've infringed in word, in video, in anything, your site is taken. Not just deleted, they can take it and sell it. Asset forfeiture seizure. No judge, no jury. Just like cops under admiralty pull over old ladies. It's in the news all the time. Why do you have $3,000? They ask a Depression-era woman. She says, because I always carry a lot of cash when I'm traveling. Well, I'm taking it. People say, how do they do that? Well, it's presumed you're guilty. Because the cops have been told that's the law. It's not. It's totally unconstitutional. You know, everybody knows checkpoints are illegal. But now, all over the country. Sometimes I get in arguments with Ventura. You know, we're good friends now, but he something will shock him so much, and you can see him, not again, not more. And he's like, yeah, I'm not missing driving. I mean, I'm not missing flying. I'm enjoying driving my RV around. And Sled heard my court case. She'll be the first to know when the judge rules if it goes forward. And I said, you know the TSA is setting up checkpoints on the highways. And he said, come on, Alex. You know, you're joking with me. That's totally unconstitutional. And I would have heard about it. And I said, well, it hadn't gotten a lot of news, but it's, you know, it's been in some newspapers. It's been on television. But they basically say it's a good thing. The TSA is now federalizing local police and setting up checkpoints where everybody's searched, and in some cases they're frisking people, and they're driving them through big X-ray machines with no shielding. And he's looking at me, and he goes, no, I don't believe it. No. So I got my iPad, and we're sitting up there in a hotel suite. They're about to shoot an interview he's about to do with somebody. And he reads it. He watches the newscast. He goes, wow. And I said, well, you know, it's going to be phased in over a while. And he goes, no, I drive a lot, so I'm going to run into these. And he said, I'm just going to keep driving. And knowing him, he will. He said, I, you know what, this is unconstitutional. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm just going to keep driving. And that shows you where this society is going. And about an hour later, we're eating dinner, and he's just shaking his head going, you know, is there any hope, Alex? There's always hope if we can break the trance. There's always hope. You know, an hour later, hour and a half later, he was now really thinking about it. And he goes, I guess they are doing this. I mean, they're already putting us in microwave ovens, groping us, putting their hands in our pants. And it's that realization. It not only can happen here, it is happening here. We're going down the razor blade into the sea of alcohol. We are slipping down into the abyss, and we have the most wicked, most macabre, most sadistic, most twisted elites, and I've studied history, that the world has ever had. We've got the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the most sickeningly vicious and bloodthirsty and wicked inventors of evil that the world has ever seen, the most duplicitous, hundreds of layers of deception and twisting, just absolute, abject, total portal to hell running this world. Pure death, destruction for all the servants of evil. And they advertise they're going to kill at least 90%. And that's just to fool the 10% that think they're going to still be around. When you get into higher level writings of the elite, they discuss whether they should kill all humans. And they discuss there being two globalists left and them basically having a fight to the death with swords. I mean, whoa. Whoa. That's who runs things. And you think all these wars and all this torture and evil is for Al-Qaeda? I knew a decade ago, and then I got the documents 3 years ago and broke it. Nationally, I got a call from Ron Paul's office. I got a call from Chuck Baldwin's office because they were in it. And they're like, Alex, is this really real? And I'm, of course it's real that you're on a terrorist list. And they tell cops if you've got an American flag on your bumper, you know, that says get us out of the UN, you're a terrorist. Of course it's real. Because the feds took a week to admit it was real. I said, look at that control code on the bottom. I called the FBI. They started threatening me, asking me how I got it. And I said, I got it from people inside. That was with the federal master document. And, of course, it was the MIAC that state police sent me. And when you get these documents, they're not talking about Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about people that can skin a buck and run a trot line. They're talking about people that love freedom. They're talking about people that aren't in the matrix. They are scared of veterans. The number one threat is a veteran. And here's these veterans empowering this whole evil structure because of the brainwashing cover story. And the minute you get out, you are their number one enemy if they can't recruit you to be a cop. And then they do the psychological testing, and they've got your record. They're not going to accept you if you showed concern when the helicopter blew up the car full of kids for no reason. I found out they do reports. You see that Apache helicopter shoot up the Reuters van with little kids in it, and then Army soldiers run over and get the kids. And you hear them on the radio, I got kids. And you hear the helicopter guys laughing. Whatever. That's what you get coming to a battle. It's not a battle. They're out in the middle of the city. Reuters camera guys. got their kids with them. But again, the point is the guys actually on the ground that have got to see the kids, you know, shot by the high-powered gun on the nose of that thing, they're actually down there with the people. But you got the guys back, you know, 800 yards, 1,000 yards, and they're, look at those guys. I mean, that's when you hear them start going, whatever. Because they hear the army on the ground, the army soldiers going, we got kids, you know, get me a medevac immediately. They're hurt bad, and they're running with them. And you hear the guys who are separated from it up there. And again, you know, the good thing is if they would have really gotten off on it, it would mean they've already lost their souls. No, they have to, well, here's what you get going to a battle zone, to salve their soul. But see, if they don't repent, they will be brought into deeper levels of darkness. You have got, listen, this whole modern warfare system, they admit the Pentagon developed video games for instinctive shooting so you dehumanize targets. All the violence on television is admittedly to desensitize you. That's why when the Marines threw the puppy a few years ago, they grab it, it's crying, they throw it off the cliff and laugh. And there's hundreds of these where they torture animals to death, you know, these videos. Michelle Malkin came out and said I was a liar and that it was a toy dog and that I basically worked for Al-Qaeda. And all these idiots said, look how its feet are up. That's a toy. You ever held a dog up by its scruff? That's how they want to be moved when they're puppies. That's how their mother carries them. They hold their feet up. It was clearly a fat little lab puppy mix. And they lied and lied and got so upset and said I was a liar for popularizing that video because our troops wouldn't do that. Really? Really? There aren't psychopaths in there that enjoy it? Because our troops wouldn't do that. They had to say I was the liar. And then the Marine Corps came out and said, no, he's being disciplined. It really happened. And the neocons still came out and said it was fake because it was psychological warfare. Because we've seen so many deaths of simulated deaths and real deaths of humans that it doesn't affect us anymore. We've seen more simulated deaths that our subconscious takes as real than a Dachau executioner in Nazi Germany or a Soviet commandant over an extermination camp. We have seen more simulated death than the most hardcore soldiers in history have seen. People think it's entertainment. I've been at violent films while people are being killed and tortured, and people are laughing, eating popcorn. Of course, when that person gets in a car wreck and is all wound up in metal and their legs, you see their legs chopped off beneath them, it's not going to be funny then. Or let's say somebody mugs you and takes a steel pipe across your teeth and knocks your teeth out. And then takes you in an alley and starts raping you. See, it's not going to be funny then, huh? Or let's say, God forbid, you're in a car wreck and the car rolls and you get out and your three-year-old's face is ripped off. Is it going to be popcorn time then, huh? You see, that's the real world. And that's what men get angry at and don't like because we want our people to be safe. We want decency and honor and purity and what's good. Not because we're perfect, but because we're reaching to be good. We know how fallen we are. And we know the minute we don't reach and try to be good and reach for the stars and reach for what's good, that our civilization is swept away into a road warrior scenario of pain and destruction, that our country is being used as a battle axe by this wicked system worldwide to bring devastation and destruction to innocents across the world. And that spiritual, psychic energy, that those chains and weights are being bound around our nation's name and our nation's souls. Nations have a spirit. And it's being bound to us unless we denounce it publicly and privately hit our knees and retch before God in repentance that we have not done more. That's why I don't want you calling up telling me what a good job I've done. I've done a horrible job. I should be in sackcloth living in a dirt hole when I'm not here, thinking about the innocents that are being destroyed. Not destroyed by the world eating big fat steaks with a pot belly. And even that attacks and destroys me. We should all learn to recognize that what comes around goes around. And it's not because we're wimps that we can't handle seeing the child with his face blown off. It's because we have souls and can see what it is. You think it's tough to think it's cute and to laugh about that. And the minute you do that, you literally open doors for every form of destruction to come against you and your family. And you're not safe even when you recognize it all and say no to it. Remember that. But you're a lot safer than you are when you embrace it. You people wonder why your lives are so cursed. You new listeners that serves corruption and think this is an entertaining, funny show. You wonder why your life is so horrible and why you feel so unfulfilled. Because you've been sucking at the breast of a devilish New World Order system. You've been drinking in spiritual poison that is literally eating out your soul. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play the video and the audio of just one of thousands of videos you can watch with children absolutely devastated. And YouTube, by the way, when you post these, bans them because it's obscene. Oh, no, it's killing the kid isn't obscene.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. And tell them Jason sent you.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
folks. We're back live. My earpiece came unplugged, so I didn't get on air on time. You know, I haven't done justice to the children having their arms and legs blown off, their lower mandibles blown off, and all the tough guys strutting around. When you talk about, you know, carpet bombing cities with men, women, and children, like Rush Limbaugh earlier this year, he was like, you know, our military's apologizing for civilians they killed. They shouldn't apologize. War's about killing civilians. And what an ignorant thought. That was not done, except by anybody like Attila the Hun, until World War II. You didn't target civilians. And then Hitler wouldn't bomb London. He was bombing military bases in England at the start of the Blitz. This is mainline history, but it's buried. Not saying Hitler's good. The point is, even Hitler wouldn't bomb cities. So the British launched a big air raid on Berlin and bombed it to manipulate Hitler into turning his attack on to London. Because in just a few weeks, he would have knocked out their factories that were outside the cities mostly and the airfields. Pure psychological warfare, and Hitler totally bought into it. And it also got the Brits even madder because their cities were being bombed. And that's mainline history. And then all of Germany was carpet bombed, all the cities. Dresden, in what, one night, lost something like 400,000 people, most of them children, because it was a designated child city. There were cities in England that were designated, and the Germans wouldn't bomb because you send your kids there. And they just wiped them out. And the firebombs they used just burned it all down. In fact, they had one big storm going, windstorm in Japan, made out of balsa wood and paper back then, a few months before Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where they had over 1,000 aircraft, bombers, bomb Japan. And they picked a day with high winds, and the fire burned the entire country basically down and killed, I forget the exact number, it's close to 1 million in one day. Anybody who watches History Channel, you can see that. And the good old boys are like, kill every Japanese. Really, because their corrupt imperial government was cut off from oil, and there were U.S. proxy troops attacking them in China. See, you don't know history. I'm not saying the imperial Japanese were good. I don't like big imperial corrupt governments. The point is they ran a sneak attack because they realized the West was building up for war with them. And they got militarily defeated. But you notice the Japanese targeted military targets. See, your military fights that military. No. No. Now it's manly as a draft dodger to sit around saying we should kill civilians. But then if anybody ever attacks our civilians, oh my gosh, the barbarism. Again, it's a disconnection from reality. And I'm going to get into some other news here. So I'm going to write some notes up. I mean, I really want to do these little dead kids and tortured kids and maimed children justice. And I want to really speak to the hearts of people out there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.